Random House Audio presents The Good Suicides by Antonio Hill, read for you by Mark Bramhall. Prologue. A Normal Family. Lola Martinez Rueda, The Voice of the Others, Thursday, September 9th, 2010.
They were a lovely couple, say the neighbors. You didn't see him much, but he always seemed very well-mannered. He'd be friendly and say hello. She kept her distance a little more, perhaps, but she was certainly very devoted to her daughter. They had a beautiful baby, says the owner of a café close to their home, situated in the Clot district of Barcelona, where a few days before, around 10 o'clock, Gaspar Rodenas, his wife Susana, and their daughter Alba, 14 months, were having breakfast. They came many weekends, she adds, and without my asking she tells me what they usually had, a black coffee for him and white for her, and how beautiful the little one was. Minutiae, of course. Insignificant details and banal commentaries that now, in light of the facts, are disturbing. Because in the early hours of September 5th, while his wife slept, this meek but friendly father rose from the marital bed, entered the bedroom of his only child, put a pillow over her face, and squeezed with all his might. We cannot know if the mother awoke, alerted perhaps by that sixth sense that has disturbed maternal sleep since time began. In any case,